Recent shooting tragedies around the country have raised questions about our mental health system. One of those questions is, where do you go when someone in your family has mental illness? KUOW's Ruby DeLuna profiles one Seattle family's journey for help and the lessons learned along the way.
15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25 in that tank.
John Buckland is counting the number of sea corals in his fish tank. He's been collecting them since last summer.
And it's pretty cool. If you turn off the lights, it looks like everything glows in the dark.
It's a hobby that keeps him busy. Watching the sea creatures relaxes him. There's always something interesting happening.
I get to watch the little ecosystem do its thing. Like, there's hermit crabs in there. They get in fights with each other. And there's just little things to watch. It changes throughout the day, just like a screensaver on a computer.
The world in the fish tank appears quiet and calm. It's a sharp contrast to the world that lives in Buckland's head. That world is filled with noise. John was diagnosed with schizophrenia at age 17. He's 30 now. He says the noise in his head sounds like conversations in a loud, busy bar.
It's like throwing that whole bar and what you can't control into one moment in your inside your brain during that time that you're still trying to hold a conversation normally outside your head.
And the noise is constant. His mother, Trez Buckland, says John was a normal, active teenager. She admits he was on the wild side and used drugs. One day, he got a threatening phone call related to his drug use. That scared him so much that he stopped using. But after that incident, he started complaining about more threats. He told his parents there were people outside the fast food place where he worked after school waiting to kill him.
I would actually drive over and sit outside his place of work and be watching for people watching for him.
Trez didn't see anything or anyone wanting to harm her son, but John's complaints persisted.
And it became apparent that what he was experiencing and what I was noticing were real different.
So the family took John to a psychiatrist. The doctor determined that what he was experiencing was schizophrenia. It wasn't related to his drug use. Research shows that the disorder is primarily caused by genetics and the environment. The psychiatrist prescribed antipsychotics to control the voices in John's head. His mother thought medication would take care of the problem.
As his family, we were like, dang, you might have this diagnosis. It doesn't mean the end of the world. We're going to just, you know, barrel through and you're going to do fine.
Getting back to regular life wasn't easy. The medication did control John's hallucinations and delusions, but it also made him extremely tired and sleepy. Some days he slept 16 hours. He started missing school. Trez ended up homeschooling him. Eventually, John's life got back on track. He graduated from high school. He found work and made a living. But his struggles with schizophrenia continued. He started using drugs again. Trez explains that one of the negative effects of the disorder is not being able to interact well socially.
And so it puts you in a position where you're having difficulty with establishing friendships and relationships. Unfortunately, the drug community is one that is always open to friendships. And so it can be a hard lure to back away from when you're looking for community.
John's situation is not uncommon. Studies have shown that people with schizophrenia are more likely to have alcohol or substance abuse problems than the general population. Trez discovered that this dual problem of mental illness and drug addiction makes finding help even harder. She looked into drug treatment programs that advertised being able to work on both problems. But when she tried to get John signed up, she was turned away.
It was like, we work with people with depression and addiction, with bipolar and addiction, but schizophrenia and meth addiction, no, we don't do that. Go get the schizophrenia taken care of first.
So they went to psychiatrists who specialized in treating both problems, but they were told John had to take care of his drug addiction first.
It's like a hot potato being thrown back and forth. So it's like, how do you get help when someone's telling you to go take care of the other problem?
Trez says they couldn't find a program that dealt with the problems at the same time. They were so frustrated that they decided to take matters into their own hands. The parents set up a system of conditions and rewards. If John stopped using drugs and took his medications, he could live at home. It was rough. There were weeks when he lived on the streets. Without medication, John was agitated, fearful, and stressed. Eventually, John got back on his meds. But something was still missing. Trez Buckland had been looking for a counselor. Even though medication provided relief from the hallucinations and other symptoms associated with schizophrenia, counseling was also important. She wanted John to get help managing the emotions and day-to-day stress of living with a disorder. But in her search, it was hard to find professionals who were willing or able to work with people with schizophrenia.
Most practitioners have just said, you know, I don't have that skill set. I don't want to promise you that I could be helpful and charge you money when I don't have much experience working with individuals with schizophrenia.
The Bucklands finally found a counselor last June. The counselor works with John, and every other week, his parents join him. Family therapy helps Trez and her husband learn ways to interact with John and ways to support him.
You don't get a manual when you become a parent that says, and this is what you do if your child is diagnosed with schizophrenia.
John has been clean and sober for 9 years now. He lives with his parents. Still, living with schizophrenia is a daily struggle. The voices in his head never go away. They don't get quiet.
My brain in and of itself, because it's schizophrenic and it's different than everybody else's brain, my brain is constantly on a mission trying to find a definition for itself that nobody understands. So it's like it's a job in and of itself.
The family's experience motivated Trez to start a support group for young adults with schizophrenia. She wants a safe place for them to share their stories and to feel accepted. She encourages families to tell their stories, too. She believes this will help break down the stigma often associated with mental illness, and it lets others who are struggling know that they're not alone. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.